Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Hello and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome. This is Andrea Eptine, and I'm going to take you on a guided meditation today. I hope that you enjoy. We are talking about resistance. We're talking about tension. We're talking about old, stagnant, irrelevant emotion and where it might get stored in the body. Okay? So today, our goal in this guided meditation is to notice and get curious about where we store tension in our body and what that tension might be telling you. What is it storing? We know that when we find tension in the body, it's communicating to us, it's talking to us, it's saying that we need to change something either physically, energetically, emotionally. It might be storing a ton of different emotions and feelings and negative core beliefs, and sometimes just giving it some attention, just noticing it, just touching it, just giving it a reason to move on, to know that you're okay, and it doesn't need to brace for impact, okay? That's what we're going to do today. So find a quiet space. Make sure, please, that all of your technology is on do not disturb or quieted, and that you're in a serene and quiet space, okay? We want to minimize the distractions so that you can take in this entire meditation. All right, guys. Once you found a quiet space, just go ahead and soften your eyes or soften your gaze. If you're sitting in a chair, just go ahead and put your feet flat on the ground. And notice your toes and wiggle those toes and rest your hands gently. Make sure that your body is comfortable and somewhat cradled, okay? So that you can rest and you can relax for the next few minutes, all right? So now I want you to stop at the tippy top of your head, not even at your skull yet, just the hairs on top of your head. And very slowly work your way down, doing a body scan very slowly. Going down to your ears, going into the brain, going into your thoughts, going into your skull, going into your sinuses, going into your ears. Going all the way down through the mouth, the jawbone, the chin, all of these areas where you might carry toxic energy, tension, and emotion. Let's go ahead and stop at this point and touch one of those spaces in your head that might be holding some old emotion or some toxic energy or just some tension. Maybe it just feels heavy, okay? Maybe your whole head feels heavy and you need to just kind of roll your neck back and forth a few times. Maybe you notice it's running through your jaw and into your shoulders. Go ahead and notice that. I invite you to touch one of these special places. Touch it. Send light to it. Send warmth to it. Send healing to it. And give it permission to rest. Give it permission to move. If it's stagnant, if it's old, if it's not fresh and new, providing you with relevant information, give it permission to pass on, knowing that you are an equipped, whole adult who can take things as they come. You are equipped. You are safe. In the moment, in the here and now, you can release these emotions. Let fresh ones come in and know that you are capable. Continue to move down your body, through your shoulders, through your back, running down one arm and then the other, paying attention to your joints, paying attention to your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. Okay? As you move past them, roll them, roll your wrists, move your fingers. Just notice it. Notice how it feels to engage. Notice how it feels to move. Notice how it feels to release. Do you have some popping going on? Great. Let's release. Release the stagnant energy. Let things flow. Let things move. When you come inevitably to a problem spot, honor it. Notice it. Give it attention. Give it awareness. Okay? When you've gone through your arms and you've moved into your chest and you've gone down into your abdomen, this is where we store a lot of energy. This is where we store a lot of emotion. It's where we tend to hold on to negative emotion like shame, okay? Fear, anxiety, negative emotion, negative core beliefs. Notice if you feel tension, if you feel icky, if you feel sludge, if you feel anything like that, pause, touch it, give it light. Give it permission to release. Give it permission to move and flow and exit the body. As much time as you need to spend on these areas, I invite you to pause this and hover over those spots. Rub them, touch them, love them, honor them, and release them. Knowing that you are a capable adult who can now handle the emotions, they can release, they can dissipate. They want to move on. They don't want to be stored inside of you any more than you want to hold on to it. Give them permission and visualize in your mind's eye them leaving your body, being released. You can imagine it being little bubbles that rise to the surface and leave out through the top of your head or exit out your fingertips. Release them. As you continue to move down your body, you want to really notice your hips. You want to notice your lower back. Okay, these are places that we carry a great deal of tension. All right. We carry not only our own feelings and our emotions and our fears and our anxieties, but we carry that for others. Okay? That inevitably is going to be stored as toxic. Okay. And because it's too much, we can only bear our own. We can bear our own quite well, actually. We can't bear ours and others. Release it. Notice it. Love it. Honor it. Notice that it was there as a protective measure, but you just no longer need that. Continue to move down the body, noticing your thighs, your pelvic region, your pelvic floor. We carry a lot of stress. We carry a lot of trauma in these areas. Your knees, your calves. I want you touching these spaces, touching these places, honoring what all of these parts of your body do for you, how much they have done for you over the years. Wow, what dedication, what commitment, what care, how much love does your body have for you? Love it back by releasing toxic energy. And go all the way down through the toes, continuing to pause, continuing to imagine, continuing to go to your mind's eye and release anything that is held, anything that is tense. Because this resistance can keep you from doing things and implementing things that are important to you. It's stored in the body. Okay, this is embodied emotion, and it can keep us from implementing the positive things that we deserve to have in our life. So let's let it go. Let's give it permission to move on. Let's thank it for time served and release it. Okay. Now continue to work your way through the entire body and then back up through the whole body. Before you move back up through the body, starting from your toenails all the way back up to the tippy-tippy top of your skull, I want you to find in your mind's eye what you need. What emotion do you need to store, to exude? Okay, what do you need? Do you need joy? Do you need patience? Do you need peace? Do you need hope? What do you need? Take a moment to pause and think about your current needs. Do you need healing? I want you to imagine that as a warm, bright light that is going to come in through your toenails, into your toes, through your feet and your ankles and your knees and your legs and your hips, and go all the way back through your body, through your abdomen, through your stomach, through all of your organs, through all of your blood vessels, all the way into your fingers, in your wrists, in your elbows, in your shoulders, all the way up through your spine, in your back, into your shoulders and your neck, all the way back into your face, and you are feeling your needs being fully and completely met. All right, now let's take about 3 really deep breaths. All right, 4 seconds, inhale. Hold for 4 seconds. Release for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Release for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Won't you repeat that about 2 more times and then allow your eyes to refocus? Feel your feet firmly on the ground. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Come back into your full awareness with your eyes open. And then just honor the experience and honor yourself for taking the time to release some of the negative energy and to release some of the resistance that you've been carrying. All right, guys, thanks so much, and we'll see you next time for a mindful meditation.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.